This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Fires tore through two different locations Monday night in our region. One fire ravaged a 133-year-old church in Brewery Town. The other, a massive fire engulfed a warehouse in Abington Township. KYW's Vic Ragapathy went live from the warehouse fire late last night.
Dozens of firefighters here on scene at SPS Technologies on Kenmore and Highland Avenue in Jenkintown. The fire on the roof has firefighters in cherry pickers spraying a hose at it and smoke billowing out of the roof. It's unclear if there are any injuries or what caused the fire. Officials also confirmed everyone inside the building is accounted for, though they did not reveal if anyone is injured. The fire started at the company's building on 301 Highland Avenue late Monday night. The company is a supplier for aerospace fasteners and fittings and was founded in Jenkintown in 1903 as the Standard Pressed Steel Company. Earlier in the evening, just after 7:30, a fire broke out at a historic church in Brewery Town. A church's building was built in 1892. That's the United Missionary Baptist Church on 25th and Thompson. Crews took about 2 hours to contain that. Officials say there were no injuries to firefighters. There was no one inside the building. There was no injuries to any residents around. Judah Rogers is a Camden-based pastor who is good friends with the pastor who serves at United Missionary Baptist.
My son passed away about 3 years ago with a bad tragedy right around the corner, and she was there for me, so I just felt like it was best to do the same and be here for her during this moment.
Officials still investigating the cause.
All schools in Abington School District and Jenkintown School District are closed today because of the warehouse fire, and so are private schools in that area. Meanwhile, a tree fell onto a car in the Northeast during the extreme wind Sunday night, killing a 65-year-old woman sitting in her car. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more on how those winds affected our region.
Police identified a 65-year-old woman killed when a tree fell on her car Sunday night as Elizabeth Taylor of Philadelphia. She was pronounced dead at the scene at 6:17. Police say a tree fell on her Honda Accord on the 500 block of West Hill Creek Avenue in Crescentville. Strong winds continued to wreak havoc throughout the region overnight. PECO spokesman Greg Smore says at one point Sunday evening they had 150,000 customers without power, but that number has dropped into the tens of thousands by Monday afternoon, and much of those outages are in small clusters.
We are anticipating that we'll be able to get the majority, if not all, customers back on by the end of the day on Wednesday. I know that's another day or two from this, but again, we're continuing to make a lot of progress.
Meanwhile, SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says downed trees, limbs, and wires caused delays across the transit network.
Those are things that we expect to be issues for us into this evening. So we're just urging our riders to check for real-time updates on SEPTA.org and also at the official SEPTA app.
I'm Matt Coffin, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
There were protests yesterday in major cities across the country against the actions the Trump administration has taken so far. In Philadelphia, more than 1,000 people rallied at City Hall and marched to the Art Museum. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
This was the first protest Caitlin Frazier has ever organized, but she managed to gather a large crowd.
Everybody's upset about something, so we're all coming together to use our voices together to make a change.
Not as large as the crowd for the Eagles parade, but Mark Steer of the Pennsylvania Policy Center said that was understandable.
We only celebrate a Super Bowl a couple times in our life. We've got to defend our democracy and our way of life every single day.
Steer ticked off actions the Trump administration has taken with no legal basis, such as shutting down departments and agencies created by Congress and freezing funding, now the subject of multiple court challenges. He urged the crowd not to feel discouraged.
And you are the only people who can stop it.
That is exactly what brought Nancy to the march.
I'm hoping that we'll increase our numbers and our momentum and our strength so that we can defend our Constitution.
At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.